This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in Galatians with Christian freedom, the offense of the cross, keep in step with the Spirit, bear one another's burdens, and do good to all. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment.
God in his mercy has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 4. The full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as any had need. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Also with you.
The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that evening, the first night of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he showed him his hands and his side, and the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12 called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the door was locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
This morning is the first reading. The full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. So far the text. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this moment. I am so mindful, Lord, that I am standing on holy grounds where so many saints before me have preached from. I'm a sinful man standing in front of your holy people, Lord. Touch my lips with your spirit so that I may speak your word. Open our hearts and our minds so that we may hear you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, greetings to you from the country of Texas. It's a beautiful country. We'll welcome you anytime. And also, Lord, as I listen to you through your word, I'm also very, very humbled by the opportunity I have in this place this morning. I always sat there, never stood here. I finally made it. Thank you. You know, it's the full number of those who believe were of one heart and soul. The Greek word says soul, and the Tigrinya word, that's an Eritrean language, says nephsi. It comes from the Hebrew word nephesh. So really, in this word, it talks about the physical being, and he said all of them were together, and no one lacked of anything. Isn't that wonderful? I'm not going to preach about economic policies today, but I'm going to talk about the Christian policy, which is about caring for one another. And the other thing is, it talks about the soul, and he says, the full number of those who believed. How did they believe? We just read the gospel lesson, we know, and what Thomas said, unless I touch the marks of the nails and the wound on his side, I would not believe. And do you know what he did when he touched his wounds? My Lord and my God. That's a confession, isn't it? You see, for a Hebrew who was doubting, and all these years he told them who he is, that he would die and rise again on the third day, that he would see them in Galilee, oh, they didn't get it. They didn't. And then he had to see a proof that he was the Christ who was dead and now alive. Amen. And once he touched his hands, he said, my Lord and my God. Why is this important this morning? On a day when we are really gathered here with the Black Clergy Caucus. I think some of you, this might be the most black pastors you have ever seen together in one room. And you know, it's a wonderful thing. I just want you to know, in Texas, when I preach, I tell them, if you don't like me now, get used to it. Because you will spend eternity with me. And this morning, it is a glimpse of heaven. Where are the Hispanics? Oh, they are in St. Louis. Get them here. Where are the Asians? They might be at Irvine in California. Get them here. All of them are welcome. And do you know that when the day comes that we will not be identified by the color of our skin, but by who we are as Christians, then we have made it. We have arrived. We really did arrive at that moment. And I have to tell you, brothers and sisters in Christ, this is where it begins. Because what you preach as a pastor to your congregation is going to determine how they see the church operating in the world that is in darkness. I have to tell you, right now, I am mentoring about 4 people that are going to become pastors. In retirement, by the way. 4 people. Well, you could do better. But the reason I'm saying this is, the statistics are stacked against us these days. I know when I was in college in Bronxville, New York, my classmates said that the church will be extinct in a generation. An African immigrant with broken English would say, the church will not die, you will die before the church dies, because the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That is why we are here. That's why we are here. Getting ready. The army is getting prepared for the war. It is a battle against the principalities of this world. And do you know who wins at the end? It is the Christ. And do you know what happened on that cross? Don't you know? Christ was crucified. I mean, he was suffocating to death. And what the devil was doing was he was dancing the African dance. And Jesus says, it is finished. He thought that Jesus was finished. But on the third day, the head of the devil was crushed once and for all. You see here, it talks about the disciples having all things in common, and there was no one who was lacking. But what he is talking about is the disciples was giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. I have to tell you, we are not preaching social gospel. We are preaching the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's why I have a great respect for our professors who have dedicated their lives to teaching us what the gospel means. I know we are critical. Some of the classes were very hard. Dr. McKenzie, I remember the history class. I mean, they were tough. But they prepared us well. And thank God for them. So we have to be thankful for the gifts that this church has. I have to tell you, every denomination would envy what we have. Because it's a good stuff, really good. So we have everything that God has given us, grace upon grace. Yes. And what we need to do is be faithful. Be very faithful. And you know, one thing that I have to tell you is, as an African immigrant who started in this denomination almost 40 years ago, 1983 is when I came. We have seen so many turmoils in Africa. I have to tell you, when Mekane-Yosef was divided, our pastors had a big role to play in the reconciliation of the church. When the Eritreans started meeting here, and the English district was a very vital part of this movement, the Eritreans, there were two Lutheran churches, and the unity began here. Missouri, don't get divided, be united. Let's go together. There is no one against the other, but we are united, all the full members of those who believe. It says, we're one in heart and in soul. One in heart and in soul. Why couldn't it be true in our own church body? One in heart and in soul. When we are united, we are not preaching only the gospel only by word, but we will preach the gospel by who we are. People will see the unity of the church, and as a result, they will come to thank God for what we have. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, for me, it is a great honor and a great privilege to be in this place and to talk about what is deep in my heart, which is the unity of the church. I am mindful, I am preaching to Germans, by the way, and time is important. And I was told 8 to 10 minutes, and I don't want to go a minute before over 10 minutes, otherwise I'll get reprimanded. So suffice it to say, we are one church. Never forget that. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
I believe in one God,
Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, I am who all things were made.
Let us pray for the church and all the people according to their needs. For the mission of the church, to make known among the nations the joy of the resurrection of Christ, that life in his name may reach the ends of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the continued joy and dedication among all those in our Synod's Black Clergy Caucus, that their service on behalf of God's people would be filled with joy and commitment, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation and those duly appointed to govern it, that our leaders would serve with honesty and integrity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the world, that God would cause peace to break out where there is death and violence, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a resurgence of virtue among us and throughout our land, that love, joy, peace, patience, and all the fruits of the Spirit would everywhere abound, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and grieving, that the good cheer of Jesus' resurrection would lift up their hearts and grant them an assurance in their time of trouble. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who commune at this altar this day, that the bounty of the Lamb's high feast would be received to the true joy, and that our forgiving Savior would strengthen our faith and increase our love for him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Being assured of your good favor, dear Father, by the resurrection of your beloved Son from the dead, we present our prayers to you as we seek your mercy and your good and gracious will. For you live and reign with your Son in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven,
We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yeah.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may together with all your saints celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.